This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is just coming up to 5:40, and that was The Beatles with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And now for a very theme-appropriate Keep in View, we are joined by Dania Nair of the News team. And, we're talking about diamonds, literally, because the world's biggest jeweller, Pandora, has said that it will no longer be selling mined diamonds and will instead switch exclusively to lab-made diamonds. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so at the start of this month, Pandora launched its first collection, and this was exclusively created with diamonds manufactured in labs in the UK. So this is currently only the UK for now, but they expect to expand it globally in 2022. And this is part of the company's sustainability efforts. Their lab-grown diamonds are said to be made with more than 60% renewable energy on average, and the company expects to increase that to 100% next year. And overall, you know, they plan to be completely carbon neutral and use only recycled metals by 2025. The other benefit of the change has been the impact on affordability, which I didn't think I'd ever expect to say that word with diamonds, to be honest. But a lab-grown diamond is produced at a third of what is normally spent on a mined diamond. And Pandora CEO Alexander Lasik told the BBC that they can essentially create the same outcome as nature has created, but at a very, very different price. So, for example, their new range, you know, features things like what you would expect, like earrings, necklaces and rings. And that has a starting price of about £250. So about 1,500 ringgit. And that's way below the average market price. And of course, given that the diamonds are no longer mined, there is less concern about unethical sources of diamonds. For example, you know, diamonds are mined in war zones. If that's used to finance war efforts, if there are human rights abuses in the production of them, of diamonds. And the World Diamond Council says that the move could impact the primary source of income, so they don't really see it as a big benefit, especially for artisanal and small-scale diamond mining communities. And they also pointed out that just because they stop mining diamonds does not mean it would prevent conflict diamonds being traded.
So it's good to see a more sustainable and particularly ethical way of producing diamonds, right? And one that could possibly entice new buyers into the market. On that note, though, what's the demand like for diamonds and jewellery in general during this pandemic? Are people actually still spending money on them?
Well, if we look at specifically diamonds, a survey by Bain showed that millennials and Gen Zs were more likely to base their purchases on sustainability if you compare it to older age groups. And when it comes to things like how authentic lab-made diamonds are, another report showed that 47% of consumers did not agree that lab-grown diamonds are real. So we'll have to wait and see if lab-grown diamonds are forever. That doesn't just have the same ring to it. But on the topic of spending on these items during the pandemic, according to a report by CNBC, despite an initial drop last year, the sales of jewellery did see a recovery in the last few months. And analysts expect this to continue throughout the rest of 2021. In some places like China, jewellery sales rose by 70%. And in other parts of Asia, like Japan and Korea, we've also seen sales returning to pre-pandemic levels. But this is on a brand-by-brand basis. And some of this has been driven by what they're calling Zoom-worthy jewelry. So basically, you know, people haven't been able to go out, haven't been able to dress up. So Zoom has become a platform to express that, which I kind of get. I kind of get that feeling of wanting to get out of pajamas or your house shorts. But I don't know, what about you, Sharmila? Have you felt like you've been changing up the way you look when you go online?
I've been still wearing pajamas, but nobody sees them on Zoom. I do try to, zhuzh up my upper half and sort of put on nice jewelry or lipstick or whatever. But yeah, I can see that, I suppose. And I think also this idea that you're not spending on other things like traveling or going out for a nice meal. I have friends who say, well, then I treat myself to a nice piece of jewelry or something. But the thing with diamonds is that essentially, like the World Diamond Council said, the idea of buying a diamond, for better or worse, is a concept more than what it actually is. And so I don't know whether the idea of a lab-grown diamond will necessarily appeal to people for whom buying it is a symbol of luxury. And that's my, I don't know, that's my, that's why I don't know necessarily whether it's going to solve the problems that it's aiming to solve. But I think it's a great move, especially because Pandora is the world's biggest jeweler. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and I guess it's also more a move towards attracting a market that isn't necessarily there already. Mm. So, you know, affordability versus catering to people who can already afford it. But yeah, I guess, you know, I'll see whether there is demand, because I personally don't know if I'm going to start buying diamonds after this.
Well, no, during our next Zoom call then.
Maybe next time.
Well, let us know. Are you someone who would buy diamonds if they're lab grown? Is this something that now you could start doing because it's at a lower price point? You can call us 7733299. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that keep in view. And now, Diamonds Are Forever by Shirley Bassey, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.